This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are Monday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. July corn, 390 and a quarter, down 9.5. September corn, 381 and a half, up 3.25. December corn, 388 and a quarter, up 3.5. July soybeans, 1295, down 3/4. August soybeans, 1197, up 1.25. September soybeans, 1108, up 8.75. July wheat, 549 3/4, up 35. September wheat, 537 3/4, up 11.75. December wheat, 560 1/2, up 12.75. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Monday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices mostly higher on Monday afternoon. Technical trading helped grains gain some financial firmness. In northern and western Illinois, grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 3 to 8 cents at 361 to 386, with soybean bids mixed at 1241 to 1275. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 3 to 6 cents at 365 to 390. With soybean bids 1 to 4 cents higher at 1250 to 1289. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were steady to 4 cents higher at 378 to 401, with soybean bids 1 to 6 cents higher at 1255 to 1295. Wheat bids were 12 cents higher at 492 to 510. And from the Illinois Soybean Processors Cash Soybean Bids, they were 1 cent higher at 1277 to 1317, with the basis unchanged at 80 to 120 over the August. High Pro Soybean Meal on a truck basis was offered at 438.60 to 448.60 per ton, and that was 95 cents higher, with the basis unchanged at 50 to 60 over the August. Illinois corn processors' cash corn bids were up 3 to 11 cents at 390 to 405, with the basis up 8 to unchanged at 8 to 23 over the September. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted their producer corn bids mixed at $3.98 to $4, with the basis 2 to 6 cents lower at 16 to 18 over the September. Soybeans ended down 23 cents at 1259 to 1280, with the basis down 24 at 62 to 83 over the August. Wheat prices were 7 to 9 cents higher at 515 to 528, with the basis 3 to 5 lower at 10 to 23 under the September. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids up 1 to 3 cents at 418 to 420. These elevators lowered their soybean prices 1 to 29 cents with quotations of 1292 to 1305. Soft wheat closed up 6 cents at 533 to 541, and Milo ended the day 3 to 4 higher at 403 to 414. Now on to contract bids for producers for new crop delivery. Starting in the northern and western part of the state, corn was 350 to 363. Soybeans 1049 to 1066. In the central part of the state, corn was 353 to 366, and soybeans 1044 to 1068. In the southern part of the state, corn ranged from 357 to 371, and soybeans 1053 to 1068. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Monday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. August live cattle, 147.80, down a dollar. October live cattle, 150.85, down 80 cents. December live cattle, 152.25, down 75 cents. August feeder cattle, 210.67, up 30 cents. September feeder cattle, 211.12, down 50 cents. October feeder cattle, 210.92, down 52 cents. July lean hogs, 133.37, up 57 cents. August lean hogs, 130.35, up $1.67. October lean hogs, 115.72, up $1.92. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday the 14th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 53 cents higher in the range of $120 to $134.99, with the weighted average carcass price of $130.40. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows are trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 70 to 73, 4 to 5 weights 74 to 78, 5 to 6 weights 77 to 85, and 6 weights and up were 80 to 88. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading a dollar higher with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $90 up to $95. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 11,788 head. And from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 212 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $134.85, and that was 48 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $251.14, that was 65 cents lower, and select carcasses were $244.42, and that was 42 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 112,000. That compared to 112,000 last week and 118,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 368,000. That compared to 387,000 last week and 399,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. July corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.89. September corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.62. July corn delivered to Scottville, $3.80. September corn delivered to Scottville, $3.62. July beans delivered to Greenfield, $12.73. October beans delivered to Greenfield, $10.68. July beans delivered to Scottville, $12.62. October beans delivered to Scottville, $10.68. July wheat delivered to Scottville, $5.05. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $3.89. Corn at Scottville is $3.80. Beans at Greenfield are $12.73. Beans at Scottville are $12.62. And wheat at Scottville is $5.05. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack provided a 12-week progress report on USDA Department of Agriculture disaster assistance programs, announcing that USDA has processed 106,000 payments to farmers in 40 states across the country who suffered livestock and grazing losses between October 2011 and passage of the 2014 Farm Bill. While disaster relief is a critical lifeline that can prevent farmers and ranchers who do not have access to crop insurance from being wiped out by weather-related losses beyond their control, most producers only receive support equal to 60% of their actual losses. USDA disaster programs include the Livestock Forage Disaster Program and the Livestock Indemnity Program, which provides payments for grazing losses due to drought and livestock deaths due to adverse weather. The Emergency Assistance for Livestock, Honeybees, and Farm-Raised Fish Program provides assistance for livestock, honeybees, and farm-raised fish losses due to weather, wildfires, and colony collapse disorder, or for losses not covered under other disaster assistance programs established by the 2014 Farm Bill. The Tree Assistance Program provides financial assistance to eligible orchardists and nursery tree growers to replant or rehabilitate trees, bushes, and vines that were lost or damaged by natural disasters. Specific program deadlines are as follows. For 2011 through 2013 Emergency Assistance for Livestock, Honeybees, and Farm-Raised Fish Program, the deadline is Friday, August 1st. For the Livestock Forage Disaster Program and the Livestock Indemnity Program, covering the years 2011 through 2014, the deadline is Friday, January 30th of 2015. And for the Tree Assistance Program, years covering 2011 through 2014, the deadline is Monday, February 2nd of 2015. Producers affected by adverse weather should contact their FSA county office to make an appointment and learn if they are eligible for disaster assistance. For more information, producers may review the 2014 Farm Bill fact sheet and other program fact sheets online or visit any local FSA office. The weekly state crop and weather report has been released. Corn silking jumped to 62% last week, well ahead of the five-year average of 48%. Temperatures remained in the 70s and precipitation was slightly above average for the state of Illinois. Activities included spraying fungicide and insecticide. There were 4.9 days suitable for field work for the week ending in July 13th. Statewide precipitation averaged 1.37 inches, 0.61 inches above normal. Average temperature was 73.9 degrees, 2.6 degrees below normal. Wheat harvest reached 90% complete, behind the five-year average of 91%. Corn condition was rated at 81% good to excellent. Soybean blooming was at 50% above the five-year average of 36%. Soybean condition was rated at 76% good to excellent. Sorghum headed and oats headed reached 15 and 93% complete, respectively. Pasture condition was rated at 1% very poor, 2% poor, 22% fair, 56% good, and 19% excellent. Topsoil moisture was rated at 6% short, 83% adequate, and 11% surplus. Subsoil moisture was rated at 1% very short, 13% short, 80% adequate, and 6% surplus. Our transportation infrastructure is what drives our economy, but we are fast approaching some very real funding issues. I spoke with president of the Midwest Truckers Association, Don Schaefer.
Right now we're dealing with Washington. I mean, that's what we're looking at right now. Federal government, the Congress has yet to extend funding for transportation programs, the reauthorization. The current funding package runs out next month, and the Congress has yet to come up with a final funding plan. And, of course, this is when everyone gets a little bit nervous because we're funding road programs, we're funding all sorts of transportation facets. Also, what's scary, though, is the fact that this is trickle-down, because then it trickles down to the states and then into state projects, because most of your state projects have a big hunk of federal funding to them. So right now we're operating on a situation where are we going to have a temporary extension of the existing transportation funding plan, or are we going to come up with a new one? Everyone knows there's not going to be a new one because they haven't dealt with the big issues for transportation funding, which is things such as, are we going to increase the federal motor fuel tax? Are we going to come up with new funding mechanisms? Congress isn't in the mood for it. It's election time. They aren't going to do anything that's too controversial, so we can expect that they'll extend the current plan we have maybe for 6 months or something like that and just kind of limp around until after the next election, and then maybe they'll start tackling some of the big transportation funding issues.
We can only hope.
Well, I mean, we've got real problems. I mean, the we don't have, we haven't touched the federal motor fuel tax in 20 plus years. We have a lot of vehicles that don't use gasoline or other motor fuels, thus they don't pay a motor fuel tax, and thus they are not paying their fair share to use the roads, bridges, and what have you. And the problem there, of course, is that we're operating with basically the same amount of money we did 21 years ago. And it buys a lot less than it does 21 years ago. And so the the feds and Congress need to take a look at this sometime, you know, sooner than later, because, you know, we don't want to fall any farther behind than we are right now in terms of infrastructure. We've got a pretty decent infrastructure in this country. We just don't want to lose it by a lack of maintenance and repair.
And we need all of this good infrastructure in order to haul our grain. When it looks like we're going to have a lot to haul this year because we might not have enough storage for what could be a bumper crop in both corn and soybeans.
We may not have a lot of everything. I mean, it's just because of the fact that we may not have enough equipment to get that stuff out of the field because, we will, but we'll probably be sitting there harvesting until who knows when. Although if we get an early dry down, it'd be nice and stays dry enough, it'll make it a little bit easier. We're going to have a real issue here. I mean, every prediction shows a bumper crop. I mean, just a historic crop more than anything else. Keep your fingers crossed we don't have anything catastrophic happen. We are going to see a massive corn and bean crop. And to get that out of the field means that you're going to need a lot of trucks to move it out of there. You're going to need a lot of storage space at elevators. Or if you got a contract for direct delivery, you're going to need good roadway access to get through. So it's going to be a very busy fall. And from that standpoint, we need the equipment, we need access, we need things to move, I mean, to work real smoothly. I mean, I think the storage issue is going to be the big thing, because if we have a bumper crop and we're going to store it because of, lower prices and stuff, I think a lot of people are going to sit there and say, I'm going to sit on it for a while. Well, literally and figuratively, they may be sitting on it because there may not be enough elevator space to, or storage, not enough bin space to put this stuff in. And I think it's going to be a very, very interesting fall.
People are going to start stuffing it in their couch cushions.
Well, where are you going to put it? I mean, it's with that amount of grain that people are, that we're talking about, what the harvest is expected to be, it's going to be phenomenal. And, I mean, we move grain, by truck, but then we move it to river terminals. We move it to rail terminals. Do we have enough unit trains out there to move that grain? Good question. We have enough barge capacity? Probably do, but if the river's up and it's flooding, then that may slow things down a little bit, and that could put a stick in the wheel and really mess things up this fall. But we'll have to wait and see. There's a lot of variables.
Right. Barges are great, but they can only do so much if all the rivers are flooded, and taking it to the rails is also a good alternative to barges, but if they don't have the capacity, there's only so much you can do there.
And the rails are, the rails have been busy. They've had capacity issues in the last year. The rails are finding themselves moving a lot of crude oil also out of the upper plains. And so how much of that equipment capacity is diverted up to the upper plains to, the power capacity, I should say, not the car capacity. The cars are there the hopper cars are there probably, but, do we have enough power units and enough capacity on those rails to move that grain south? And that's basically what it is. Move everything south. The same thing with the barge traffic. The river terminals, we don't want floods like we're having now down around St. Louis, because people start watching that and, that can slow stuff down too. But again, we're still talking another 2 months plus down the road. But all in all, I think everyone says the same thing. It's going to be a bumper crop. We don't know what the price is going to, if it's going to hold, if it's going to go up or go down. That's all going to play into factor whether or not we move the grain earlier or we sit on it.
Again, that was President of the Midwest Truckers Association, Don Schaefer. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.